deliriously so, and Chessie didn't want to drag them down into the mire of her own unhappiness. She was the bubbly one of the group, the one everyone always counted on for good cheer, the happy spark. Except she was absolutely horrible at concealing her emotions. Good or bad, she was utterly transparent. When she was happy, she was really happy. Exuberant, bubbly, sparkling even, as her friends often told her. The problem with that was when she wasn't happy, she was an open book for her friends to see right through any sort of facade, and no amount of acting ever fooled them for a second. Still, she gathered herself and pasted on her brightest smile, which made her cheeks ache with effort, as she walked up to the booth Kylie and Joss already occupied. "Thank God you're here," Kylie exclaimed, immediately grabbing Chessie's hand and dragging her into the curved booth beside her. "Joss is practically glowing, and she has that I've got a secret look in her eyes, but she refused to spill until you arrived." Chessie plopped down, having been yanked into the seat by Kylie, and grinned at Kylie's outrage that Joss would hold out on her until Chessie arrived. Some of her earlier ache dissolved, because how could it not when she was with her two best friends in the world? Just being in their presence lifted some of the sadness that seemed to have become a permanent fixture in her life lately. "Ah, okay, I see what Kylie's talking about now, Joss," Chessie said, studying her friend. "You've got a definite cat who got the cream smug look on your face, and you are positively glowing. So spill. The sisterhood is together and accounted for. Don't make me hurt you, because I can guarantee Kylie will be with me on this. Poor girl has already had to wait for me to get here. We'll sit on you if we have to, so spill already." Kylie nodded fervently, and all eyes were glued to Joss's radiant smile that spread over her face, lighting up every delicate feature. It was a sucker punch to Chessie's stomach. Joss did look radiant, and so happy that it almost hurt Chessie to look at her. But there was no freaking way she'd ruin her friend's moment in the sun by allowing even a hint of her own unhappiness to cloud the gathering of best friends. "Dash and I are pregnant," Joss said with unconcealed joy. "I'm pregnant," she amended, her face softening, eyes glowing with love and happiness. "We're having a baby." Kylie squealed and immediately threw her arms around Joss, hugging her tightly, ignoring startled looks from other restaurant patrons seated in close proximity to the women's booth. Chessie immediately rose, though her stomach had plummeted, and rushed around since Kylie separated Joss and Chessie. She slid in on the other side of Joss and tugged her away from Kylie's fierce grasp. "I'm so happy for you," Chessie whispered, so she didn't have to choke the words out around the lump forming in her throat. Joss hugged her back and then pulled away, her gaze piercing as she studied Chessie. "Thank you," Joss said quietly. "Now perhaps you can tell us what's going on with you and why you look so unhappy. Is it Tate? Have things gotten worse?" Chessie's heart sank. She should have known of all people she couldn't fool her best friends. And now that Joss was basking in the glow of her news, glorious news, and the realization of a long-time wish come true, the very last thing Chessie wanted to do was dampen the celebration. She reached down, grasping Joss's hand and squeezing. "This is your moment to shine, girlfriend. We can talk about my woes another time. Right now, we need to be toasting the mother-to-be and planning all the fun stuff like baby clothes and possible names. Oh my gosh, Kylie, you and I have to plan a kick-ass baby shower for Joss, the likes of which no one has ever seen. And we're so making the guys get involved. No wimping out because it's a girly activity." Kylie and Joss exchanged looks, as they often did when they didn't think Chessie could see, and Chessie inwardly winced that she was evidently the cause of so much worry for her friends. "Do you honestly think for one moment that I would be so wrapped up in the wonderful news of my pregnancy that it would override everything else?" Joss asked, clear reprimand in her tone, though it was the gentlest of reprimands. Joss was hardly the kind of woman who ever came across bitchy or mean-spirited. She simply didn't have it in her. She was kindness personified and had the biggest, most forgiving heart of anyone Chessie had ever known in her life. Chessie held up her hands. "I know, hun. I know. Believe me, I do. I'd just rather not rehash it all on a day we should be